John Taylor joins us from Stern, Agee & Leach at 820 South 21st Street. Good morning, John.
Good morning, and we'll get to that in just a second. But let's talk about what happened yesterday. On a day when it should have been a calm day because the stock market was open and everything else was closed, including the bond market, it wasn't an easy day. Dow was down 223 points, and what's interesting about that, it all happened really within the last hour of trading. Now, if you look at the Dow, it's had five straight days of triple-digit moves, and one of those was an up move. But if you go back to September the 19th, when the Dow closed at a record of 17,279, it's down 5.5%, closing yesterday at 16,321. The S&P 500 is now down 6.8% from its high on the 18th of September. But the worst news is from the NASDAQ. Technology stocks continue to get slapped around. They're down 8.4%, the NASDAQ is, since its high on September the 2nd. We got some really good earnings that we'll talk about in just a minute that maybe will help the market today. And Dow futures are up about 41 points. Maybe we can break that string. JCPenney making a major announcement yesterday. They've hired a new CEO. And, of course, we know about all their struggles over the last couple of years or so. This gentleman, Mr. Ellison, is 49 years old. He's been the previous 12 years at Home Depot, and before that, 15 years in various operational roles at Target. Analysts say that that's a bright spot, that this is the kind of person they need to turn around that company. Now, all three of the large bank, the biggest banks in the country, reporting numbers this morning, and they're all pretty good, and they're hopefully that'll turn the market around. J.P. Morgan, which is the biggest bank, if you go by assets, is down a little bit before the market opens, but they actually made $1.36 a share. That's slightly below what the, quote, experts on Wall Street expected. But they made $5.5 billion versus a $380 million loss same quarter of last year. Good news is the revenue was up 5%, and their commercial and real estate lending revenue up 13%. By the way, J.P. Morgan has forked out over $20 billion in settlements with the government and other entities over toxic mortgages, et cetera, over the last 12 months. Citigroup, which operates in 160 countries, has 200 million customer accounts. They beat Wall Street's expectations, both in terms of earnings and also revenue. Their stock is up about 1% before the market opens. And Wells Fargo, which is the biggest mortgage lender, they also beat Wall Street's expectations in terms of revenue, and they met Wall Street's expectations in terms of earnings. They made about $5.4 billion. And another major company reporting this morning, Johnson & Johnson. Their stock up about 1.5% before the market opens. They beat Wall Street's expectations fairly handily. Strong sales, total sales up 5.1%, better than Wall Street expected, primarily on strong sales of a new drug for hepatitis C. So as we continue, hopefully, to get all these earnings that are just going to come in like an avalanche over the next several, 2 weeks, third quarter earnings, they continue to be good like this, and a little bit of encouragement from CEOs looking forward, maybe we'll turn this trend around. And lastly, Apple says that they, by the end of October, they will have rolled out the iPhone 6 in 69 countries. They say they're going to roll it out in 36 countries, additional countries by the end of the month. In fact, they say that on Friday, the iPhone 6 will become available in China and India. So far, the sales for the iPhone 6 have been phenomenal, much more than expected. Early reports indicate that sales in China alone may be as many as 20 million units. They've already broken a record for previous releases, and they have an event coming up in a few days where they're going to announce some other product. We don't know what that is, but everyone's excited, waiting to see.
Wow. You know, John, here lately with the weather, the people that suffer the most, the farmers, they're always looking for better weather, better conditions. They've gotten a little of everything. Their fields are full of rain, and the wind didn't help them. And you have to think, when a guy puts his money out there and then counts on the weather, you just never know what you get.
Yeah, if you think people are gambling in the stock market, feel for the farmers. If there's anybody that is subject to more uncontrollable and unpredictable risk than the stock market, it's our farmers.
That's exactly right. We're thankful. As Paul Harvey said, don't talk about your farmers with your mouth full.
Thanks, Bill.
Thank you. John Taylor from Stern, Agee & Leach at 820 South 21st Street. You could visit with him right there and, of course, call him, too. The area code is 479-782-2527.